Did you get a gift card for Christmas that you don't want? Well, Target may have an offer for you. The store will take your gift card and give you one of theirs to use instead. Target will, of course, be buying your unwanted card at a lower value. They make money. But hey, say you're a vegetarian and you probably aren't going to use that steakhouse card anyway. Here in House, Peter O'Dowd has been looking into this. He joins us now. And Peter, we know Target isn't the first company to do this buyback.
No, this isn't really a new idea. Walmart did this for a limited time last holiday for a couple of weeks, and so did a few other retailers. The big difference here is that Target says it's going to run this deal at most of its stores across the country, and it's going to do it all year long. And there are other companies out there. I have done this myself at a grocery store. I used to go and put in my old gift cards into this machine, and it would pop out some money. And, of course, it would be for less than the gift card was valued at, which is a big part of this
whole
thing. Well,
now, you told us about it. Where did you do this?
I did a grocery store in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. It was just something that was right there near the checkout stand, and it was great because sometimes you don't always get gift cards that you want to use.
Exactly. So there are companies that do this?
Yes. So there's a company called CardCash.com, another card called CardPool. And as the Minneapolis Star Tribune points out, these companies will probably give you a better rate than Target will in exchanging the card.
Okay, so do some research here. But why are companies like Walmart and Target doing this?
Okay, so Target realizes that sometimes you get a card you don't want to use. And so what happens? Let's say you get a gift card to Macy's for $100. You can sell that card to Target, and they might give you something like $85 or some, maybe less than that, depending on what the original retailer is. And so Target doesn't have to pay the full fare. And not only that, but there's research out there that says you are likely to spend more money at the store than the face value of the card. So
right.
They're paying you less money, and you're probably going to spend even more than you plan to in
right.
the store.
And you might feel you get better deals at Target, although with Macy's, I'm not sure. But we read a stat from the National Retailer Federation that gift cards are the most asked for present during the holidays. So how much do we spend on them?
Yeah, gift cards, definitely a $1 billion industry. And then some. A research company called CEB says spending on gift cards will hit about $130 billion this year. And a lot of the growth is in e-gifting. So it's a gift card that comes through a digital or mobile device and not the actual card itself. But there is a bit of a disconnect. We really want these cards, but the National Retail Federation that keeps track of these numbers every year says that people buying gift cards this year plan to spend less this holiday, down from around $172 to $153. And that's the first drop on spending with gift cards since 2009. And I spoke to NRF's Kathy Allen today, and she said that that has a lot to do with the deals and promotions that are out there this season.
We kind of think it's that mentality of consumers really taking a second look at the low prices of everything from electronics and cashmere sweaters to other popular holiday gift items and choosing to wrap something instead of presenting a gift card.
So shoppers felt like they were getting a better deal on an item rather than a gift card.
Well, we remember a time, Peter, we just got a few seconds here, when people got the gift cards but didn't use them. You lost them. You forgot you had them. What are we doing now?
Yeah, that's called spillage. And that number has gone down from something near 10% of the card's value in 2006 down to less than 1% of the card's value. And the company CEB says that has a lot to do with a federal law that was passed back in 2019 that stops things like fees and expiration dates.
Right. So we're using them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
We are.
All right. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd with the latest on gift cards. Peter, thank you.
You got it.
This is Here and Now.